This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, big week, big doings, and so we're here with members of the Good Day Clan, other stepping programs like the DJV show, to discuss with the hosts of these programs and other interested parties the information from Talkers Magazine this week, the charts for the week of January 16th to the 20th, stories, people. I don't know that there are any big surprises here. As you might imagine, most of it is wrapped around the events of the weekend, which celebrate the next president of the United States getting into office and all of the ancillary things that go along with that. So let's see what we can come up with, courtesy of the mind and mouth of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts at the moment, and Victoria Keelan is in New York City. Lots of places to observe and think. The miracle of modern media brings us to a point of feeling like we are right there. Earlier this week, as you'll remember, Victoria, we had a conversation with Jim Bohannon, who is a very well-known talk radio host, hosts an evening program on Westwood One on lots of stations around the country, also is one of the announcers on the parade route. And he had some good stories, but I thought the best one was that, Richie, I don't know whether you heard us talking about this when you were wandering around the halls or not. The first time he did this was when Jimmy Carter was inaugurated in January of 1977, and he's been doing it since then, as have others, but you know, the only guy that got any attention was the old guy who was shown the door, but to his credit, he didn't bow out nasty. As a matter of fact, he was better for him because he got paid $20,000 to be a host and a commentator on NBC for the inaugural stuff this weekend. Anyway, so Bohannon gets the call, and he's told to report to one of the hotels. I want to say the Woodward, but it's not important. It's on the
Willard.
Willard, that's another one. Yeah, it's the Willard. So he goes to the Willard, got his credentials, walks through where there are a number of agents, and they look at his badge. They pay no attention to him, and he walks in and gets in the elevator, goes up to the room that is on the parade route, look out the windows. I think he was a fourth floor, seventh floor or something. And he sees nobody. Nobody checks him out when he goes on the elevator. Nobody checks him out when he gets off the elevator. Nobody checks him out when he walks into the suite. Nobody checks him out at all. In the room are a couple of Jimmy Carter's staffers. That's it. No Secret Service, no police, no nothing. So what he said to us on the air, Victoria, you remember, Richie, was that he could have brought a gun with him. He wasn't checked out. There was no extra, nothing. He could have been Oliver. He could have been, what's his face, the guy who shot Kennedy. Well, he didn't.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
He could have been Lee Harvey Oswald, that's what he said. I could have been Lee Harvey Oswald. That nobody would have.
He's talking about back in 76.
Yeah.
Wow.
He couldn't do it now, but certainly.
Sure.
I thought that was pretty astonishing as a remembrance of
how things have changed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I cannot tell you how many times a week some part of D.C. is shut down for a quote-unquote suspicious package.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the time. All the time.
Yeah, this is one of those things.
That happens in New York, too, every day.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So let's go through the stories anyway. Lady Gaga, and whether or not she can talk about Trump, the NFL says, well, I guess this was a report, but it was negated because the NFL said they didn't say any such thing. The idea was Lady Gaga was told, at least the story was, that she couldn't talk politics during the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And so that apparently was more fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in that?
It seems to be. Her people said that that conversation never happened. The NFL said it never happened. Les Moonves was caught on TMZ. He was asked about it and said that that doesn't happen. So it's interesting.
He's the chairman of CBS.
Although
right.
I would imagine that the NFL is a little nervous about that happening.
Well, she doesn't need to do it. I mean, she's there to entertain. That's the thing.
I don't think she's
talking about Meryl Streep and what she said at the award ceremony. That's not why they're there, because they got the award because they're good at what they do. I don't, for one, care. I mean, I would suspect what their feelings are. So it doesn't enlighten me any to hear them say again, or to see, like during this weekend, Alec Baldwin is all over the place and Robert De Niro is all over the place. There's no surprise there. They all, right. Everybody knows what they're going to say, so.
Yeah, Meryl Streep, she was in a friendly room in a friendly town and a friendly program. You know, okay, whatever.
Right. So is Gaga in that same space?
I don't think it's that's such a friendly space.
No, I would think that would be a fans. Very bad move. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think a move. Good portion of the audience would
boo her.
Yeah, would not like that.
No. And besides, not only that, she's going to be up on the roof of the stadium. Did you
That's really?
Perform on the roof, yes.
Yeah,
that's one of those stadiums that opens up. You know, they open, it's a dome stadium. So
they're trying to figure out a way to drop her down onto the field.
Yeah. I've got a couple suggestions for you.
You don't like Lady Gaga?
No, actually, it's funny because I was just getting ready to say, with Alec Baldwin, he's so funny, I give him a pass. Okay, whatever, he's Alec Baldwin. With Meryl Streep, great, great actress, no problem. And like I said, it's no surprise, so whatever.
Right.
Same thing with Pacino. Lady Gaga surprises me with myself. I know where she stands, I don't agree with where she stands, but you know what? She is a phenomenal singer and musician.
Right.
And I love it that she did this dumpster bar tour thing.
The dive bar tour.
And had she come to D.C. and I would have been able to get, I would have gone to see it just because I think it's a cool idea for a big star to do a dive bar tour. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once again, you have to be able to separate the talent from their opinions. It's just,
well, I think from everything she has said on social media, this is something she's wanted to do her whole life, and she literally said, I've been prepared for this moment since I was 4 years old. This is something I've always wanted to do. I think this is going to be performance and artistry, and that's it. I don't think she's going to mess with anything other than giving the best performance she can possibly give. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's creating
best for
some
everybody
sort of hoopla
if that's what she does.
Yep. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right, so anyway, that was number 10. We'll get to number 9 and the rest of them as their importance increases here. There's a certain predictability about what's at the top, so we won't necessarily spend too much time with the stories on the top because they're what more can you say about all of this stuff other than perhaps an interesting comment that was kind of fun, or an exchange that was kind of fun between Rick Perry and one of his what you would have thought would be a naysayer at his confirmation hearing. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. 14 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
Chances are someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness, so taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Learn more at BraunThermometers.com.
17 past the hour. Hello, how do you do to KSYC listeners, AM 1490 in Eureka, California. Nice to have you on board listening to the program every week. It is our attempt to bring you around to understanding, through a little bit of research, what others are talking about around the country so you can see if what's going on your station agrees with what's going on elsewhere. A lot of this information comes not only from surveying the local stations and programs, but the hosts around the country who are doing national syndicated shows. All right, so we're at going through these stories from number 10 to number 1. Number 9, the arrest of Noor Salman, the wife of the Orlando shooter. But the interesting anecdotal side story here, Victoria, may be even more interest. I mean, in terms of quote-unquote interest, okay, so she got arrested. But there's a side story that's trending that is as interesting, if not more interesting, than her arrest.
Yeah, when Noor Salman was first arrested, when the news hit, everyone scrambled to get the story out first, which everyone does and often makes a lot of mistakes, and they made a big mistake. Someone did a Google image for her name, and a reporter whose name is Noor Tagori, she is a Muslim American, she is a news reporter and blogger, and she is sort of famously the first Muslim reporter female who wears the hijab, and her picture got put on the article of the Orlando shooter's they basically replaced her picture with the wife. So it ended up blowing up and everyone picked up the story and everyone was circulating the wrong picture. And she ended up having to make statements saying, I'm me and I'm not the wife of the Orlando shooter.
Right.
And it was bad for her career. Wow. I mean, it was terrible. It was a really big mistake that somebody made and it just kept getting perpetuated like fake news.
Because everybody in the news business wants to be first.
It's like
so
fake
they
news,
shoot
you know?
First and aim later. That's
yeah.
what happens in these circumstances. You know, somebody picks, oh, yeah, look at this woman. Let's get her on the front page. And they weren't right.
So
and
Noor Tagori is now trying to handle this and still be a news reporter. And people now say, oh, that's the woman who was married to the Orlando shooter, and it's
right.
not. So
yeah. And they look similar, and they also, in their burkas, you know, even look
Well, they
more
don't look
similar.
Anything alike. That's the other thing.
Well, the burka is what the... That's where people get confused, don't you think?
Well, there was no burka on the wife of the Orlando... No, and that's what's even worse. It was literally so stereotypical and racist. It
yeah.
was just, oh, yeah, there's a woman named Noor, N-O-O-R, and yeah. she's wearing a hijab that must be
his wife.
Her. Yeah, and it was horrible. Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So that's number 9. Number 8, the report that we have just been through the hottest year on record. Of course, that's nonsense. It may be in terms of the records that have been kept since the 1880s, but to suspect that this is the hottest year that the planet has ever seen is complete and utter nonsense.
Well,
because it is.
It was also hotter than last year.
Well,
so
I'm not
for the
saying
last
that.
Three
I'm
years
saying
in a row,
that
it's
what
been
they present
year.
Is that this is the hottest year on record.
Okay, on record.
Since 1880, but that doesn't count for 4 billion years ago and how hot it was on the planet then when it was molten lava. All right, so anyway, that was my spin on that, 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the overview, courtesy of the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang, of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Our observations are being Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top 10 stories of the week, and we've been through Lady Gaga and the arrest of the wife of the Orlando shooter, and then the climate control bunkum that comes. I think, you know what I found very interesting? And maybe, Richie, we can bring in the Al Franken, Rick Perry clip. When Rick Perry, who's been nominated to be the Secretary of whatever it is, the Interior, no, was it the
Energy?
Interior?
Energy.
Energy,
right? Yeah.
Okay. Because, I'll tell the story in order. So he's up at Capitol Hill, and he's being grilled by the members of the committee, which includes Al Franken, senator from Minnesota, former SNL star, radio star, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's one of the most amusing exchanges in all of this stuff this week between Franken and Perry.
Senator Franken.
Governor, thank you so much for coming into my office. Did you enjoy meeting me?
I hope you were as much fun on that dais as you were on your couch.
Well,
may I rephrase that, sir?
Please. 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 Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we found our Saturday Night Live soundbite.
Let's move on.
That's probably very true.
That's funny.
That's going to make it. So anyway, during the course of the hearing, Franken and others were grilling him because he had said 5 years ago that he, when he was running for president the first time, that he thought the Energy Department ought to go. And so most people looked upon that Riley WRY, as whether this was a sort of a plan from Trump, he put somebody in charge to get rid of it, or not. But then he said he had changed his mind. In fact, he changed his mind on a lot of things, including, and I think he was asked this question point blank, about climate change and the impact of what human beings are doing to the planet on the weather here. And he said that he believed in part that humans were responsible for some of the problem, And that's pretty much right from the Doug Steffen playbook, but it is not from a lot of the people who have supported him in the past, who don't believe that the energy burning, the use of fossil fuels is doing anything to the planet, and that most of the climate change stuff is junk science, which it's not. But it was interesting to see him not wiggle, not squirm. He was quite good. Of the ones I haven't watched, didn't watch all of them this week, but I did watch a little of that, and I thought he presented himself well, frankly. The one that I'm skeptical about is the one that was announced late in the week, just before the inauguration. Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia, former congressman and senator from Georgia, is the new secretary of ag. I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I will tell you that many of my friends who are into family farming, not big corporate farming, are a bit concerned. But there's never been a secretary of agriculture who came from the South. So having said that, you have an open mind, other than the fact that he, as governor of Georgia, wanted to put the Confederate flag back in the statehouse. So I don't know how much good that's going to do him as he goes for his confirmation hearing. But
I thought Betsy DeVos represented herself pretty well for education secretary.
Well, a lot of people wanted to grill her because of her stand on vouchers.
They did. Well, they grilled her on her family. You know, she's her family's billions of dollars, and they had apparently given $200 million to different conservative campaigns, and they said, is that why you're here? And she's like, no, I'm here because I've worked 30 years in the education industry.
Yeah. She's the Amway family. That's what people are alluding to. All right, so there we are, working our way back to you, 28 past the hour on our countdown overview.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
To our conversation here, 34 after the hour, our reflection on the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the work that's been done there to put lipstick on some of these pigs that are in the stories this week. I say that lovingly, although I don't know how. Number six, we've gone through from 10 to 7. 10 is Lady Gaga. Orlando Killer's Wife Arrested is number 9. The weather reports, number 8. Economic summit, number 7. Nobody paid much attention to that because not much came out of it anyway. Number 6, the plans for the Affordable Health Care Act. I must admit that this has not been something that I followed. Richie, I always turn to you when it comes to this anyway, because you are one of the examples of how Obamacare did not work. So as they talk about changing it, not dumping it. They really, for public relations purposes, they want you to think, oh, I'm going to get rid of it. Not going to get rid of it. They really can't get rid of it. And they won't get rid of it. They'll refine it to fix problems like the one you've had.
There's two parts to it, and it's, repeal and replace. And the media will have you believe that they are repealing it with no replacement in mind. It's going to be repealed, like, come Monday. You're not going to have any insurance, which is not true. And there are two parts to it. There are the parts that are the taxable parts of the law, and then there are the parts that Congress had to pass. Anything that is a fiscal part of the law can be overturned easily. Mm-hmm. Anything that was passed by Congress, not so much.
Yeah.
So they're taking the pieces, the bits and pieces of it, and they will, just for the sake of PR, repeal it immediately, and then over the course of the next year to 3 years, replace as they can. So you're going to start to see plans come out saying, okay, this part of the Affordable Care Act is going to be replaced with this and that part. So it's not a wholesale, just chuck it all out the window and let's wait 2 years until we come up with another plan.
All right. So how does this affect you, Victoria? Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan here in our discussion, the overview, if you will, of some of these topics. I don't think we've talked about this. You're in a relationship. You'll have a family. So I'm wondering how, as you listen to Rich tell his story, how you've been impacted by, in your own healthcare situation, insurance and that sort of thing.
Well, I didn't have health insurance for a long time until Obamacare came along, and that, you know, that was amazing to have health insurance. I mean, as a woman, especially at my age in what they call, you know, the childbearing age, you know, it's essential to have health insurance, and to not have it and to have to pay everything out of pocket was very, very expensive. So I was on Obamacare for, I guess, about 2 years, maybe, you know, a year and a half, maybe. And now, because Lewis and I live together, and in the state of New York, we, thank you to the gays, we are domestic partners. So I'm on his health insurance through his work, through his company.
Oh, good. All right, so you're all set then.
Which is not great coverage, to be honest. It's very expensive, and it's not great. But if the government repeals and replaces with something better, then I would switch back to the Affordable Care.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So that's that basic discussion,
but,
though.
But the plan that you got was better than the one you were getting from the Obamacare, so you went to it.
No, it was just cheaper. Though I had better coverage. I actually had a lot better coverage under Obamacare, but it just got too expensive.
And you know, and that's the main thing.
That's the main issue.
Is that people like you, okay, either A, didn't need or felt they didn't need health care, or it just wasn't worth their money, and mm-hmm. they didn't want to pay it, they didn't feel it was important to pay it, and guys like Doug and I need people like you and your boyfriend to help level out the cost of insurance. And without that, the whole thing doesn't work, and that's the problem we ran into.
Well, the thing that when I remember back to paying insurance when I had it, now I have Medicare, but the years before that, probably 8-10 years before that, I was paying. And each year I would change the deductible because I could afford the deductible, at least up until 2008. I could afford the deductible, which was $5,000. So I might have paid over the course of a year.
That's the deductible we have now, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
well, I mean, it doesn't. All the other thing, it takes a long time to get to. Let's hope you don't have the experiences that get you to the deductible total.
Right.
You know, that's the certainty.
Well,
but
funny.
Before you get there, it's out of your pocket.
Here at the radio network, when we redid our insurance for this year, which we had to do every year since this thing came out to navigate around just the incredible expenses passed on to our employees, we picked up part of that deductible. So they pay the first part of it, and then the network takes over the second part of it, in the hopes that most of our staff, being under 40, wouldn't really go over the deductible and it wouldn't cost the company a lot of money. So we're gambling a little bit. But one of the things that we had to do was take the president of the network and put him on Medicare because he's age appropriate now to get him off of the plan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's, I mean, you have to, and this is what every small business is going through, is we had to do this, A, so that our employees wouldn't get crushed. And then we're taking the gamble for them this year, and hopefully everything works and we're able to, you know, come out on the other side of this and have a renegotiated health care plan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's that. Let's see what happens the next week or two. It'll be important to see how this shakes out. At number five this week on the countdown, moving to number one, and frankly, all of this stuff kind of plays in together. The relationship we will have with Trump, the speculation on it, what Trump said about NATO, or the Russians feel threatened because the NATO alliance is not good for them, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Anybody want to comment on that, or shall we move on? It's a lot of blah, blah.
Yeah, it's a lot of blah, blah.
You know, just, again, like the insurance thing, if you listen to the media, they would have you think that the Russians were walking in the voting booths
right.
and holding, duct taping people's hands to behind their back and pulling the lever for them. It's just, it's so blown out of proportion.
News media, Richie.
It's something we definitely need to, because the Russians were definitely spreading propaganda, and that's something we need to attack immediately. Mm-hmm. But did it change the election? Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think that remains to be seen. I mean, I don't think that it's a good practice for even the president-elect to be doubting all of our top all the top people who do security and national security and intelligence and the CIA. I mean, it seems like why I don't know. I think that there's going to be a lot more that's going to come out.
I think they've brought it about themselves.
Oh, the story's not over.
They've created the situation they're living under themselves in terms of the leadership. I don't know that they're down in the trenches, people are responsible, but the leadership's responsible
one
for
thing
all
I know for sure.
Of us looking askance at these organizations.
If Hillary Clinton didn't have her server in her basement, much of this wouldn't be a story.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Well, apparently I saw something this week that suggested that this has been going on for a long time. She's not the first by any stretch.
Oh, no. She's definitely not the first. All of them did it before her.
Yeah.
But all of them were, it was a totally different time. The last 8 years, technology has advanced so much that hacking is so much easier and so much more of a danger, mm-hmm. and protecting you from being hacked is so much more advanced.
Is that more of the issue than having the secret exchanges back and forth with phony names and passwords and stuff? Is it more important that we've technologically gotten to a time where we have to be careful, not that they used private servers, but that there is a danger that the servers can be hacked? That's, it seems to me, the
right,
bigger...
Right, like Colin Powell was Secretary of State.
Same thing.
No, it wasn't. There was not. You are not going to have some ISIS guy sitting in a cave with a satellite connection being able to hack his
No, that's not what I'm saying. He did the same thing using private servers.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And Condi Rice. There was... Yeah. The people, the black hatters out there, could not have hacked into them as easily as they can now and in the last 8 years.
Right. All right, up next, our consideration of what happens to Chelsea Manning, or what happened. I guess it could be present tense, could be past tense. We'll figure it out as we talk about it in a moment here on the countdown overview, 43 past the hour.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Is your drinking water safe? Maybe not. According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, who recently gave the aging U.S. water infrastructure a grade of D, Polly Undesser is executive director of the Water Quality Association.
Drinking water often takes a long journey after it leaves local treatment facilities, potentially picking up a number of unwanted contaminants along the way before it gets to your home.
To help consumers better understand what's in their water, Pure recently launched KnowYourWater.com. The free interactive site gives Americans a greater understanding about the harmful contaminants that could potentially enter into their local water supply. Pure brand manager Amy Shanahan says using an at-home water filtration system can help consumers protect themselves from lead and other contaminants.
Pure filters are certified to reduce over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, more than any other brand. They're an affordable solution to provide healthier, great-tasting water.
Find out what's in your water at knowyourwater.com.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, 47 after the hour now, going through the final list of the top three stories all have to do with the inauguration, the last days of Obama, and the confirmation hearings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But number four is the focus on Chelsea Manning and the commutation of his sentence, which I thought was appropriate. A lot of people threw rocks at me when I said that. There were people who apparently were so compromised that they were eliminated, people that were on that list. But there was so much other material that came, and I'm not passing it off lightly, but there was so much other important information that came out of it. It was sad. I was sad for the sacrifice, but I think that this fellow and WikiLeaks, as much of it's anathema to a lot of people, and the likes of Snowden did us a public service by having this information, which we would not have gotten any other way, come out to see how scurrilous what's going on in this government that's done things that are done in our name as the government, the horrors that were upended, if you will, by this, I think were worth what he did, and I'm glad he got commuted. His sentence got commuted. Richie?
I think he should spend the rest of his life in jail, but do agree that we deserve to know and should know the things that we know now. And happy we know them, but at the same time, I'm a rules guy. Rules are rules. You break the rules, you go to jail.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria?
I agree with you. I think I think that when President Obama said, compared to other sentences and other crimes similar, the sentencing was disproportionate. So yeah.
Like all the other drug offenders, people who are just doing harm to themselves, what are they in jail for? They shouldn't be in jail.
Right.
I maintained that all along. White-collar criminals shouldn't be in jail. All those people should be let out. Only people in jail are rapists and murderers, hardcore criminals. That's it. The people who sell drugs, murderers, rapists, those people should be in jail. And there should only be one sentence for them, rest of their lives. I'm like that. Mm-hmm. Just, you do commit any of those crimes, you go to jail, and you stay for the rest of your life, that's it. But when it comes to these other offenses, white-collar crime, what's-his-face shouldn't be in jail. He ought to, all his money should have been taken away.
Bernie Madoff.
And he should be doing a public service job working for the city of New York for $11
an hour. Yep, I agree. 100%.
Going to jail and us banned from
his
sit there
and
rot.
Their money.
Sorry. 10 minutes for the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So as happens often, I need to get into these earlier so you won't go away wondering, what the heck is that music we're listening to? Well, why does Doug talk? So this is the introductory movie music from Unbreakable, which was a movie starring Bruce Willis. It was a very good movie back in 1990, not what you would have expected from Bruce Willis. And so into the focus comes Chuck Curry with M. Night Shyamalan, who is the director of a new film that's out today. So you want to tell us about that, Chucker?
Yeah, he has a new film coming out today called Split, starring James McAvoy. He was in some of the X-Men prequels. A really good actor. About a guy who has multiple personalities. It sort of plays into the horror genre, but it's tracking very well. Should be number one this weekend, expected to do around $25 million in business. And M. Night Shyamalan's career has been one of the more interesting of any director, any major player in Hollywood, I think, in the last 20 years. He got off into a terrific start in 1999, directing, writing the movie Sixth Sense, which went on to be nominated for Best Picture, made a ton of money at the box office, public loved it. Then he does Unbreakable, one of the great origin superhero movies of all time, with Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson in 2000. Does Signs with Mel Gibson in 2002, also a big hit. But, in my opinion, you could see Signs of some silly storytelling. And then he does The Village, Lady in the Water, and then The Happening, back to back to back. And those movies got sillier and sillier. And he really lost his luster in the business. And has really tried hard in the last few years to resurrect himself. It's an interesting story because I've never seen a director so successful early on that had such a quick fade. I hope he does well with this film and makes a major comeback here.
Okay, so what I would wonder is, because there are a couple of other movies coming out, we'll talk about those in a moment, but sure. You had some good things to say during the week about Patriots Day. You saw it, I saw it. I thought it was an interesting retell of the Boston Marathon bombing. I wonder if that doesn't have a chance of boosting, getting boosted in the ratings because of the word of mouth.
I hope it does. And I like I said the other day on the air, if the voting Academy doesn't take that movie seriously as a major major contender to win the Oscar for Best Picture, they're completely out to lunch. I don't know what they're looking for, because that movie, in my opinion, was a great film.
They will not take it seriously, in my opinion, because of Mark Wahlberg, because they don't take him seriously. So whether, just because people go to his movies, that doesn't mean that he's going to get rewarded in the quality category. Well, we'll just see. Let's give it. We'll talk about it on Monday and see how it's shaken out. All right, we'll pause for a moment, then get Chucker to tell us some more about movies that are coming out for this weekend here.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Chuck, what do we have to look forward to this weekend at the box office?
Actually, four movies open nationwide, Doug. Right up your alley, Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage, starring Vin Diesel. You going to be first online for that one?
I probably might. If I have nothing better to do, I won't do it this weekend, but at some point I might go see it.
I'm taking the kids to see it.
What about you, Victoria? You like Vin Diesel?
No, not really.
This is a movie I want to see, although it's not in my area, only on 1,100 screens. Michael Keaton starring in The Founder, playing Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's directed by the guy who did The Blind Side.
Why are they only opening it on 1,100 film?
Because the studio's not confident enough that a mass audience is going to be interested in this film. As I said, the trend of bigger movies is so ingrained in the multiplexes that the multiplexes, honestly, they're scared to book movies like The Founder, which I think is insane, but that's really the reality.
I think it's going to be as good a story, and he'll play it well. The same kind of thing as we have with the women from NASA. Anyway, all right, keep going.
Also, Split, like I said, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, and 20th Century Women, starring Annette Bening. One movie news of interest I want to get to. Anne Hathaway is going to join Rebel Wilson, she of Pitch Perfect fame, in a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. The original came out in 88, starred Michael Caine and Steve Martin. Great comedy about two con men. They're going to flip it with a female cast here.
There you go. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.